وعن جندب بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعث بعثا من المسلمين إلى قوم من المشركين وأنهم التقوا. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم sent an army of the Muslims towards the polytheists and they met. فكان رجل من المشركين إذا شاء يقصد إلى رجل من المسلمين قصد له فقتله. So this battle ensued and one of the mushrik, the polytheist, when he saw any Muslim person, he would go towards the person, catch him unawares, and he would kill him. So this man from amongst the polytheists, when he intended to kill any Muslim, he would pursue him and he would kill him. وَأَنَّ رَجُلًا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ قَصَدَ غَفْلَتَهُ. So one of the Muslims saw this, that this polytheist was fighting very bravely and killing many of the Muslims. So he waited for him to be unaware. And وَكُنَّا نَتَحَدَّثْ أَنَّهُ أُسَامَةُ بْنُ زَيْدٍ. Amongst us it was known that this, we were saying that it was Usama bin Zayd رضي الله تعالى. فَلَمَّا رَفَعَ عَلَيْهِ السَّيْفِ. When Usama lifted his safe, his sword against this polytheist, قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. This mushrik recited the kalima. فقتله أسامة still killed him. فجاء البشير إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فسأله أخبره. One of the Sahaba who came back to give Rasulullah some the glad tidings that the Muslims had won, asked him about this incident that took place and informed him exactly what happened in the battlefield. حتى أخبره خبر الرجل كيف صنع. To such an extent that he gave the detailed explanation that this man, first how he fought the mushrik, and then how Usama killed him. فَدَعَاهُ فَسَأَلَهُ. Rasul Sam called Usama, asked him, فَقَالَ لِمَا قَتَلْتَهُ. Why did you kill him? فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَوْجَعَ فِي الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَقَتَلَ فُلَانًا وَفُلَانًا وَسَمَّى لَهُ نَفَرًا. He said, يَا رَسُولَ, he caused great pain to the Muslims. He hurt many Muslims and he killed certain person, that person, so and so, so and so, so and so. And he mentioned a whole group of Muslims who were killed. وَإِنِّي حَمَلْتُ عَلِيَ. I attacked him. فَلَمَّا رَأَ السَّيْفَ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, when he saw my sword, then he just recited the kalima. قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَقَتَلْتَهُ. Did you kill him? قَالَ نَعَمْ. He says, yes. قَالَ فَكَيْفَ تَصْنَعُ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَتْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Oh Usama, what are you going to do on the day of Qiyamah when this man's لا إله إلا الله will come forward? قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ اسْتَغْفِرْ لِي. He said, I made a mistake. Oh Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, make dua, Allah forgives me. قَالَ وَكَيْفَ تَصْنَعُ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَتْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not reply him. Nabi Kareem continued asking the same question, what will you do, Usama, against لا إله إلا الله when you come on the day of Qiyamah? فَجَعَلَ لَا يَزِيدُ عَلَىٰ أَن يَقُولَ كَيْفَ تَصْنَعُ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَتْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Rasulullah continued mentioning the same statement that, oh Usama, what are you going to do? What will you do when the declaration La ilaha illallah appears in the day of Qiyamah? We did this hadith previously, also similar. This hadith also explains, of course, Usama radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi Akram asked forgiveness on his behalf. He did not understand, or he really believed that this person just recited the kalima to save his skin, to save his life. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants us to show, or he wants to show the severity of this action, is to kill somebody. The man recited the kalima, and he should have held back and not killed him. So on the day of Qiyamah, what are you going to do? Also, La ilaha illallah is extremely powerful. The man recited the kalima, whoever recited the kalima, enters Jannah. So how are you going to then, what are you going to do to defend yourself? Of course, Rasulullah then asked Allah for forgiveness. He made a mistake, and he was, inshallah, he is forgiven because he's among the great Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Usama bin Zayd was from the illustrious Sahaba and all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum radu an. These incidents take place or took place so that we understand the importance of these things. It was, we say, it was an ijtihadi ghalati. It was a misunderstanding on his part. He really believed, and any one of us would have believed the same, that this man suddenly, he just decided the kalima to save himself, and in the other riwayat, he hid behind the tree. Nonetheless, Rasulullah wants us to understand the importance of a person when he recites La ilaha illallah, then you treat his external actions. You don't see what he's got into his heart, and therefore some ask Usama in the other narration that was mentioned, why didn't you split his heart open to see whether he is reciting it genuinely or not? So what this hadith is actually teaching us is that we, if a person recites the kalima, then you treat him as a believer, treat him as a Muslim, and you don't be judgmental and say that, no, perhaps he's saying it, the kalima, for this reason or that reason, or he's not being true. وعن عبد الله بن عتبة بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال سمعت عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه يقول إن ناسا كانوا يؤخذون بالوحي في عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن الوحي قد انقطع. There were people among the صحابة رضي الله عنه who, if they did anything amongst that in the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, whoever did wrong, then immediately wahi would come down and the wahi would then take them to task. And he says then wahi stopped because Rasulullah left this world. So that it was the end of Quran, end of Wahi. No more Wahi to come. There was no Nabi to come. So in the time of Rasulullah, whoever did something wrong, Wahi would come and take the person to task. Now, وَإِنَّمَا نَأْخُذُكُمْ الْآنْ بِمَا ظَهَرَ لَنَا مِنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ. Now, whatever your external actions are, we will deal with you in accordance to your external actions. فَمَنْ أَظْهَرَ لَنَا خَيْرًا أَمِنَّاهُ وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ. Whoever now displays good towards us. In other words, he recites the kalima, for example. Aminnahu, we will give him that amnesty. Waqarrabnahu, we will bring him close to us. Walaysa lana min sarilatihi shay. Allahu yuhasibuhu fi sarilatihi. We are not accountable for his internal condition. Allah is the one who will take him to task for his internal condition. Only Allah knows his niyat, his intention. وَمَنْ أَظْهَرَ لَنَا سُوءًا لَمْ نَأْمَنْهُ وَلَمْ نُصَدِّقْهُ. And that person who displays evil actions before us, we will not trust him. And we will not believe him. وَإِنْ قَالَ إِنَّ سَرِيرَتَهُ حَسَنًا. Even if he claims that his internal condition is good. So as far as Islam is concerned, we look at the outward of the person. And the inside, we do not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Because among them, there will be hypocrites. And hypocrites will say something, but inside it will be opposite to that. However, in the time of Rasulullah SAW, Nabiya Kareem SAW would tell you, this person is a munafiq. He's a munafiq, he's a munafiq. But after that, we do not know who is a munafiq. And we cannot judge the person by something that he is concealing in his heart. And the only way that remained was to judge people now according to the external condition. And of course, we did many of the incidents of Usama radiallahu ta'ala and others. Of course, Usama radiallahu ta'ala, again, I will reiterate, emphasize, he was the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The last jama'at that Rasulullah dispatched just before his demise was, he made the Amir Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala. So what an honor it was, Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala. This error that took place, this mistake, they were pardoned for this. It was not done deliberately, thinking that, yes, it's permissible to kill a person who recited the kalima. No. He did it solely because he really genuinely believed that this person was a disbeliever. He killed so many Muslims and he was now just trying to protect himself. May Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and let us not be judgmental and then say that the person's intention, or he's not a true believer, he's just reciting the kalima. What is required of us is to look at the external actions of the person and the internal, believe it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.